Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, this week, a British folk singer named Matthew Crampton posted a picture of the Wicklow Mountains on his Instagram account, which didn't seem remarkable. Well, what was extraordinary about it was that where Matthew took the picture from, he was in Wales at the time. So how does hot weather increase visibility? To explain, we're joined by Dr. Conor Sweeney, Deputy Director of the Aimshire Centre. Good afternoon, Conor.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
Not too bad. So what's going on in the air? Say on a normal day, and you're standing in Wales and you can't see the Wicklow Mountains, why is that? What's kind of in the air that's preventing you seeing them?
So it's kind of interesting to start with the example of a normal day, Sean. So if you watch a sunset, what's actually happening at the time that you see the sun go down in the horizon is that the sun's already gone down, because the light from the sun naturally bends a little bit around the horizon as it travels through the atmosphere. And that's because as you go higher and higher in the atmosphere, the temperature gets lower and the density there gets lower. And so as light goes through air with different density, it curves. So that means, well, for a sunset, that means the sun's already set when you're watching it. But what happened recently was really interesting, because you can't normally see Ireland from Wales because it's just too far beyond the horizon. But the same thing happens when the temperature in the air gets really warm, and then that air moves over the Irish Sea, which is cold. Then the temperature decreases much quicker than normal as you go higher in the atmosphere. And because the temperature is getting cool quicker, the density is changing faster, and that means the light is bending even more than normal. So in those conditions, which we had when your man took that video, he could actually see around the corner and past the horizon. And so he was able to see Ireland or the Wicklow Hills from Wales.
Oh, right. So on a straightforward, if there was absolutely nothing there, straightforward line of sight, you shouldn't be able to see Wicklow from Wales or vice versa.
No, you wouldn't, because it'd be too far. It'd be too far beyond the horizon. So on a normal day, you wouldn't be able to. You can see around 5 kilometres on a normal day. And so you'd need to see over the horizon. You need the light to bend. So it kind of curves beyond the horizon, and then you can see further than you could normally.
Okay. So is that an optical illusion, or are you actually seeing it, if you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not really an illusion. I mean, we are here. Yeah. Ireland exists and Wales is there. But it can be a little bit confusing. So when you start seeing stuff that's over the horizon, your brain gets a little bit confused. So sometimes people will say that they look closer. So not only can you see the hills, but it looks like they're closer. And that's a bit of an optical illusion, or it's kind of your brain playing tricks on you, because suddenly your brain seeing these mountains, they look much taller than they normally would because the light is bent around the horizon. So it's kind of lifted the elevation of the hills up. And because it normally happens when the air is really clear, like it is now, a high pressure system kind of stops. There's low humidity. There isn't haze in the air, so we can see really far. And then the bending rays make the mountains look higher. And that makes our brain think that actually Ireland has moved closer to Wales, or vice versa. We could see Wales closer from Ireland. But that's just the brain getting a bit confused by things being at a different height than they normally would be.
Okay. You know, sometimes at night, the moon seems absolutely enormous. Is that an analogous effect there?
It's not the same thing, but it's analogous in the way that it's your brain kind of playing tricks on you. And I mean, that's really beautiful and it's quite surprising. That particularly happens if the moon is near the horizon. And it's your brain getting confused, because if the moon's just sitting on its own up in the sky where it normally is at night, or indeed at day, it's not really surrounded by anything. So your brain can't really give it much perspective and it looks small. Then if we get moons that are happening, a full moon that happens near the horizon, then your brain is comparing the moon to the stuff that it can see all around. And it processes that differently. And that makes the brain think that the moon is looking an awful lot bigger. The moon actually isn't looking an awful lot bigger. So that is more of a kind of an optical illusion.
Oh, my word. One of our listeners says, I live in Wicklow and on a clear day, we can see the top of Mount Snowdon in Wales. Now, would that be that the light bending, or is that you can actually see it if you kind of, you know, in a straight line?
It's a little bit of both. You wouldn't be able to see it in a straight line. I don't think Snowdonia is quite high enough. So you'd need a little bit of this good weather thing to happen. But obviously, the higher you go on one side, the further you can see, because the horizon, then as you get higher and higher and higher, you can see further and further over the horizon. But another thing that you'd need is you need clear air. So you can't see Wales if there's rain between you and Wales, or if there's a whole load of haze and humidity. So you'd always need a kind of a nice, clear, calm day, which normally happens with high pressure systems, which is what we have at the moment, which is what's given us our good weather. Yeah. And then, yeah, if you're high, you can see whales quicker. But if this weather gets warmer and warmer and warmer, the rays bend further and further and further. And that means as you're lower down the ground, you don't need to go all the way up to the top of Killarney Hill. You can see it from further down.
Yeah. Now, is this effect relatively rare, or, you know, might it happen a few days, for every summer?
It wouldn't be that rare. I mean, it's a kind of a question of how far the rays bend. And to be honest, I'm not sure how far they bend under current conditions. But all you need is clear air, which you'll have with a high pressure system, warm air, which you'd normally have this time of year, so when the sun's heating the ground and the ground's heating the air, and then for that warm air to move over the Irish Sea, so the bottom bit is kept cold and then the top bit gets warm, what we call a temperature inversion. The temperature increases with height. That'd probably happen often enough during the summers. In so much as how often do we get nice weather like this in Ireland? But, you know, it would happen fairly regularly, despite how often people think it rains here.
But theoretically, is there a limit to it? Could you, you know, given a perfect set of circumstances, could you be, you know, wandering, you know, off the coast of Mayo and then suddenly you can see New York in the distance?
that's a really good idea. I think what's going to hit you there is probably going to be the visibility through the air. So the high pressure system itself, because it's kind of pushing down the air below it, it's keeping the humidity low with the good weather and it's keeping the particles out of the air. But as you look further and further, then suddenly you won't be in clear air anymore and you'll be back into air with dust or water, and that'll stop how far you can see. But it does happen in more extreme ways. I'm not sure, have you ever looked at a ship in the sea? And it almost looks like the ship is floating above the sea in the distance. Ah. So that happens. It's kind of a similar thing. That's the light bending, but it's bending even stronger. So you got a really strong temperature inversion. And instead of just bending the light a little bit over, it actually lifts stuff in the distance so that they appear to be above the horizon, which is what gives us this floating ship phenomenon that some of your listeners might have seen sometimes when they're looking out on a nice day again to ships in the sea.
And now I think it struck a lot of people that we've had a fabulous week of weather, but prior to this week, it felt like it was still March. Like these kind of dramatic switches in the weather, is there a particular cause for that, or is it that was just happenstance that happened that way?
Well, it's a bit of both. So what's happening with the good weather at the moment is we have this high pressure system that's been building over Ireland and the UK. And that's what we call a blocking high. And they're really good news in the summer, because that means that the blocking high will push away the bad weather, or what we call the low pressure systems. And if you've got if you've got a high pressure system, it's kind of protecting you from all the bad weather. So we get nice warm sunshine. It also means it's not going to be cloudy. And the third thing that can give us good temperature is the wind will start coming from Europe, where the temperatures are way higher. And if it's blowing in our direction, then our temperatures go up. Kind of the exact opposite was happening earlier on in the month. We were getting this really cold weather, and that's because the wind was blowing from the north. And of course, the north is a lot colder than it is in Ireland. And so if the wind's coming from the north, it's bringing back this cold air with it. And that really seriously affects our temperatures. So the wind direction is a big thing on what type of weather we get, coupled with whether it's going to be high pressure, which would be nice and sunny and clear, or low pressure, which would normally be quite windy and rainy.
Michael in Wexford says, it was always said to us that if the mountains look nearer, it was a sign of rain. Is that true?
That's great. I'm not sure, but my take on that would be it's a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek Irish thing. As in, if it's not raining now, there's probably rain on the way.
That's true. Yeah,
some of them are quite true. I like talking about the red sky night shepherd's delight idea. So that one has some nice physics behind it, because if you're on the west coast of Ireland and you're looking out towards the west where the sun's setting, and if it's a red sunset, that means there's no clouds between you and the sun, and our weather generally comes from the west, which means it's not going to rain. So there's a nice description for that one. But then some of the other ones, I think, or maybe we haven't quite figured out the physics that may explain some of the other sayings.
Yeah, indeed, they had lots of wisdom, the ancient Irish. Connor, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Dr. Connor Sweeney there, Deputy Director of the Aimshire Centre and also Deputy Director of the UCD Earth Institute.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.